Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, covering our area for the Republican American. But we're lucky enough to have her join us on a Monday morning. Good morning. And last week was your birthday, right?
That's correct. But we're trying to just ignore that. Just keep going.
Well, happy birthday on the radio.
Thank you for, and well, everyone for all the good wishes. Lovely. Yes, so sort of a busy week.
Yeah.
We're a lot of meetings on housing.
Yes.
And Kanan had its on this past week. And again, some interesting statistics, Marshall. Yeah, Kanan has more affordable housing than most towns in the region, but.
And they're still short.
Still short. And people say they can't find rentals and they can't find affordable housing. So the committee will be, as with many other towns, putting together a report. And they have to come up with a plan. It's required now by the state by June. So.
And that follows on the report that Sharon has an 80 list of 80 families looking for affordable
80
housing.
80 families, and Wangam has quite a few on the waiting list, as well as Beckley House. So clearly there is still a strong need for affordable housing, and Jocelyn Ayer is helping these groups, and they're seeking input from the public. So if anybody has ideas, they really should contact their selectmen and let them know what they think. We were at the White Hart this past week. There were several Republican candidates stretching from federal all the way down to judge of probate. And, quite frankly, this area is not very strong in Republicans' registration, but it was a good turnout. And the town committees of Sharon, Salisbury, and Goshen, North Kanan hosted the meeting where 9 candidates spoke, and certainly we'll be watching what happens in the primaries and the November election. So it was a very interesting meeting and interesting to see what their platforms are. Also, another regional issue is MIRA, the trash to energy incinerator that is closing in East Hartford in this spring, and towns are scrambling as to whether or not to sign on the 5-year contract, and just about all of them have. They realize there's no other option. Unfortunately, it means transporting our garbage to the west and south to landfills rather than burning it, but there's just no alternatives, and so just about all the towns that are with MIRA now have reluctantly agreed to sign on a 5-year contract. And the latest one was Cornwall this week. And speaking of garbage in Cornwall, they have demolished their office at the transfer station, which was pretty meager. And there is work going on. They're going to have a nice brand new office there, and construction has started. Also in Cornwall, Betty, the mobile clinic, will be coming to town. This is part of Community Health and Wellness's program. It's a mobile van. Already comes to Sharon Hospital,
yep.
Will now be coming to Cornwall on Wednesdays, and it starts on April 6th, and primarily for primary care, and there'll be vaccine clinics and so forth. So lots of events going on.
You know, speaking about housing, and Sharon, today at 5 o'clock, 5:30, they have the Housing Plan Committee meeting.
Good.
Okay. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen are meeting tonight at 5 as well.
Yes, tonight's our marathon.
Yeah.
Salisbury Board of Selectmen at 5, Kanan Board of Selectmen at 7, and Scrunch before that is Region 1 Board of Ed at 6:30. And the Region 1 Board has been hearing needs of budget requests and thoughts. And last week, Jeff Lloyd, the facilities manager, gave us a detailed presentation about what he needs. And, Marshall, the school is really considered beloved because it's such a gorgeous building and has so much tradition. So the building committee has really been on top of all the needs to keep this building that was open in 1939 in pristine condition. And I think they've done a pretty good job. Anybody going by will tell you, I think that it's just a gorgeous building and layout. So I think taxpayers are willing to spend the money.
I mean, there's no option, and also you have a great facility, and also it just went through some improvements to the locker rooms and everything like that. So mm-hmm. you know, this is something that you're going to have to keep up and
yep.
keep up on probably a yearly basis.
Yeah, and but it's expensive. But as I say, you know, it is such a. I mean, I think all six towns realize how important it is to keep it the way it is, and. Also, you know, the Alumni Association has been working very hard raising funds for the Kirby baseball field. And, again, it's beautiful. New scoreboard, and it's going to be all really just top of the line. And there will be an opening ceremony in June to show people just exactly what's happening there. It's beautiful. Grand lists are all over the place. They are up, and if people have interest, they ought to contact their assessors to find out their figures. It's always very interesting. And looking ahead, as we said, tonight we have those three. Tomorrow we have Sharon Board of Selectmen.
Yep.
And pretty quiet the rest of the week.
Yeah, off and on meetings. Not a ton of meetings this week, but but tonight is a big night for the week for the meetings.
It sure is. Yeah. So we'll be zooming or out there or whatever just to cover it all.
And it's interesting. The Board of Education is meeting, and I hope the public are watching the meetings because they're videotaped and they're also streamed on the internet. Because they're putting all these presentations to the board are people presenting what they need, and people should not be surprised by a budget when it comes out.
Well, as you and I say constantly, I mean, don't complain at the grocery store, but get involved now, because when these budget hearings are held, and then the referendum for the high school is held, and what's the percentage? I mean, it's just nominal of those who come out and vote, but are squawking elsewhere. Keep abreast of all this, and know what exactly why the figures are what they are.
And don't wait to complain until the day before they put the budget, they're going to put it out to referendum. It's too late then. The budget's
exactly.
already been worked.
How many meetings have you and I sat through where there are so few people?
Yeah.
And then the outcry comes afterwards.
Yeah.
So, but, yes, they are putting it together. There will be hearing in April, I guess, and a vote in May, as always. And speaking of the schools, there are also loads of searches going on. Sharon Center School, Karen Manning, the principal, is retiring. They're doing a search for that. And as you know, they're doing a search for the assistant superintendent.
Yep.
They've hired a consultant, Mary Broderick, who's familiar to this region, to help with the Region 1 search. So boards of ed are really busy, so we'll be following that as well.
All right, Ruth, have a great week.
You too, Marshall, and you're sounding stronger and better each week.
Each week, and this warm weather helps.
It sure does. Nice not to see snow all over.
It is. All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next Monday.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Once again, you can find Ruth's articles and many, many more at the Republican American online, which is rep-am.com. Also in the paper, and you can get it at newsstands throughout the area, and also home delivery as well.